This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
What's up, Americanskis? Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. It is going to be another great day of conservative radio for you. Glad you're here listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. For you leftists, I'm going to tell you something. Life is not a fairy tale. If you lose your shoe at midnight, you're drunk. See, that's the way it really works in the real world. There's no Cinderella story here. You are going to have another 4 years of Donald Trump. You're going to have a Congress that is dedicated to the real Americana. That is the Americana that conservatives, the people that listen to the Kevin Jackson Show, have fought and died for. I'm glad those people are listening to my program. I'm glad they're heeding my advice. I'm glad that you are sticking up for yourselves and saying enough is enough. Enough is enough. Haven't you seen enough things happen over the last decade to say to yourselves, there's a two-tier justice system in America, and you're a second-class citizen. If you're a conservative in America, you are a second-class citizen. Forget about blacks. Forget about women. Forget about Latinos. Forget about Muslims. Conservative is a second-class citizen, has been for more than a decade, but certainly put on steroids. And you know I ain't preaching to you. You know you believe it yourself. I'm telling you the truth. You've been relegated to second class. You pay all the taxes. You get none of the benefits. Right now in California, they want illegals. They've made it where illegals can get your health care system for free. How much do you spend on health care? How much do you spend on insurance before you ever use it? You spend thousands. I don't even know you. And I can tell you, you spend thousands. It's free to them. Second class citizen, get at the back of the bus. It's time for you to wake up, America. Wake up. How many of you believe you could get away with what Hillary Clinton got away with? How many of you believe you could have run an investigation like James Comey and not been looked at like a pariah or Robert Mueller? How many of you believe that you could be spouting the nonsense of AOC or Tlaib or Omar or any of these clowns on the left and get away with it, not be considered an idiot? The only way you can say idiotic stuff and be lauded. You can be shot for trying to blow up an ICE location, an ICE detention facility, and be martyred than by a stupid leftist. Oh, yeah, it's hard for me I shouldn't say it is hard because it isn't hard. It's easy for me to dish out tough love to these crazy lunatic leftist fringe. You better be proud of yourselves, conservatives, proud that you interrupted the biggest, worst possible thing that could have happened to this country, which would have been the election of Hillary Clinton, and proud that you held tight in keeping the Senate for Donald Trump, and proud that you're going to give him back the House and give him another term in 2020, because you will. There is no way, I repeat, no way the Democrats win the presidency for sure. They're going to lose House seats. We've exposed an amount of crazy that you didn't even think existed. Admit it. You didn't think they could go as crazy as they've gone. You thought you had seen the distance of crazy, the depth to which crazy could dig with Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer. And then you got AOC. She is a media machine for crazy. Going down contriving stuff about the border, making up statistics, criticizing a country that everybody wants to get to. That's how they do it. This is how they do it. Boom, boom. Let me tell you, the Democrats, every time I hear about new developments in the R. Kelly case, I think of the Democrats. Supposedly they raided R. Kelly's joint, found multiple sex tapes with minors. This is a man that complete deny, 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 deny. Okay, Bill Clinton, I did not have mere sex, blah, blah, blah. He's lying. lying about Russian collusion, lying about how bad blacks are treated in this country, lying about Latinos and separation of children at the border. And finally, you know what? Let me tell you what's happening right now, folks. Your bureaucrats on the conservative side have said, I've had enough. Holman went on a tirade the other day, just beating up leftist politicians, beat up AOC, beat up Garcia. How dare you? I'm offended. Remember when Mnuchin said to Maxine Waters, I don't have to be here. Oh, you don't have to be here. You better be here. You better tell us what we want to know. He's like, I don't have to be here. I'll get up and leave, and I'll never come back. You want to know what's happening? Your bureaucrats are finally starting to represent you. When Holman started attacking Garcia, how dare you? You don't have an ounce of experience that I have. You know what you were doing? You were standing up and cheering. You were like, go. Go. You weren't offended like, man, he's broken decorum in the congressional hearing. You were happy because you know why? You were saying that's what I would be saying. Call me a racist in front of Congress and watch what I do. By the way, I'm meeting with Congress today. That's right. 25 members of Congress to hear me talk about what I'm going to talk about. I'll give you a report. So the point is, you have people finally standing up for you, finally saying, you know what? I'm not going to take this. You are a bunch of lunatics. You call these meetings not because you want to get to truth, not because you want an understanding, not because you want the public to understand. You do it to aggrandize. You know, to get in front of the camera and go, look at me. Look at how strong and beautiful I am. Well, you're not. You're weak and hideous. It's about time we woke up. I made the comment on media the other day. If they had found a decapitated body in Hillary Clinton's car, the FBI would have called it a suicide. That's how much they were determined to let Hillary Clinton go. How is she still on the street? How is Jussie Smollett? Do we need to bring up Jussie Smollett? How is he still on the street? Oh, I thought there was this thing called white privilege. I didn't think black people could get away with lying to the cops and threatening to sue the city and the police department for their own lies. Is that a form of reparations? I'm just curious. We got a lot to talk about, and I'm covering some old ground, but I want you guys to understand how crazy it is for them and how good it is for you and how you are so fortunate to be a part of history right now. I talked about it yesterday. You are fortunate because you made it. You made this happen. Tons coming up. Epstein, the cheating chess champion, ICE raids. Keep it here, baby. Kevin Jackson's going to deliver. We will deliver today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
When given your position in the U.S. and your familiarity with what many have called Trump's brinksmanship when it comes to politics, talk me through a little bit how do you feel about the economy today and where we're headed? Because a lot of people have been very, very worried, obviously, about this U.S.-China trade spat. The G20 seemed to quiet down some of those fears. Where do you think it's headed?
Well, I think the economy is doing absolutely great, and it's particularly reaching into populations that heretofore have had very bad problems in terms of jobs, unemployment, and the opportunities that come with full employment. So African-American unemployment is at its lowest level, Hispanic unemployment, women. So I give President Trump, and I've said this before on Squawk Box, I give President a lot of credit for moving the economy in a positive direction that's benefiting a large number of Americans. I think the tax cuts clearly helped stimulate the economy. I think business people have a little bit more confidence in the way the economy is going. And I think it's beginning to have some impact globally. We still have some issues to deal with the China trade negotiation issues. But overall, if you look at the U.S. economy and you look at the number of people who are no longer in looking for jobs but now sort of seeing the opportunities for job growth, you got to give the president an A-plus for that.
That was Robert Johnson, founder of BET Black Enterprise Television, billionaire black mogul for Trump. And this isn't the first time he's been for Trump, nor is it the first time that he's been somewhat critical of Obama. I mean, he didn't criticize Obama at this point, but he's praising Trump, which by definition means criticizing Obama. In the black world, that's what that is. Anyway, Bob Johnson is saying it's Trump's economy, it's looking good, and it's probably still going to look good. That's what Bob Johnson is saying. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. I was talking about leftist ironic hypocrisies. And the ironic hypocrisy is that blacks are not doing good under Trump. They were doing great under Obama, right? But not doing good under Trump. Let me tell you something. Barack Obama would give a kidney to have Trump's record on black relationships. He'd give a kidney. So would the Democratic Party. They'd give their liver, not part of it, all of it. Because it would save their party. If Barack Obama had done a fraction for blacks what Trump has done, it would save the Democratic Party. Black folks will be voting for Democrats, as LBJ said, for the next 200 years. But instead, blacks are now looking at an alternative thing, an alternative to the Democrats, criticizing Democrats openly. Right now, there's a rift. I mentioned it yesterday briefly between the AOC and the Congressional Black Caucus. The CBC, the circus clowns, recognize what AOC is. She's a ringmaster. She's using blacks in order to get ahead in her career. Now, they'd be okay with it if AOC threw some money their way. But Pelosi is throwing money their way. Oh, yeah. That's why those black folks will keep their mouths shut. They will criticize AOC, but they won't say nothing about Pelosi and her inability to get anything done for blacks. One of the things that Robert Johnson said was, or the host of the program said, there was trade scares. And suddenly there's no more trade scares because Donald Trump rocked the G20. You didn't hear anybody else say that, did you? When Donald Trump came back from the G20, nobody talked about the world economy and how it related to the United States. Nobody. Why? Because Donald Trump made it clear, you are no longer taking advantage of the United States. The media, don't tell anybody. Donald Trump was successful at the G20. Don't let anybody know. Liberal hypocrisies. The left are being exposed, folks, in every way, shape, and form. They don't know where to wage the battle. They've been exposed in foreign policy. They've been exposed in domestic policy. They've been exposed for hating that North Korea is actually trying to denuclearize and become friendly to the world. They hate this. They hate that Putin has been put into check. They hate that the Chinese are no longer able to steal IP and take advantage of trade policies and ship products to other countries in order to be predatory in markets in all countries around the world. They hate this. They hate that Donald Trump brokered this deal with North Korea. They hate that Donald Trump is brokering these separate deals on trade where we've been getting raped. Yeah, I use that word because you need to use a tough word to explain what something is. The American taxpayer is being raped. We've been being raped for decades. And it's far time that somebody stood up for our behalf. And that's what Donald Trump did. Donald Trump's addressed the border issue. Get this. Leftists would demand vaccinations of the children of citizens to go to school. And then they want to bring any and everybody in and open borders and put them right in the same rooms, classrooms with your kids demanding vaccinations and don't demand a thing from these illegals. Nothing. Show up, get your driver's license, get on welfare, get on Obamacare. It's all taken care of courtesy of these stupid conservatives. Because you know why? Those stupid conservatives will pay the bill. They'll complain and they'll pay the bill. But here's what they won't do. They won't go and do something about it. They won't join TeaPartyCommunity.org. They will continue to use Facebook or Twitter. They won't join Seeking Educational Excellence. They will continue to give their money to their alma maters. They won't do anything. Yeah, I'm condemning us conservatives. Because we have an opportunity to migrate our thoughts and actions away from the left. But you know what we do? We still go see these stupid Hollywood movies. We still support Starbucks. in Nike? It's just a temporary thing. Oh, I ain't gonna buy no Nike here. And the next thing, oh, Nike, what else? I'll take them. Back at Starbucks or whatever else. We gotta practice what we preach. And once we do that, these liberal leftist ironic hypocrisies, hypocritical ironies, whatever you want to call them, will be gone. When's the last time you heard a conversation about guns? Let me give you some gun stats. 68 people were killed in mass shootings in 2018. Over 2,000 people were killed by illegals in 2018. What do you think the liberals care about? That these illegals that killed 2,000 of American citizens, or the guns that killed 68 people in these mass shootings? What do you think they care more about? Am I making my point? I'm not sure I'm getting through. Because I'm trying to get through. These are the liberal, ironic hypocrisies. Hypocritical ironies. Hypocritical ironies. That's what I meant to say. Hypocritical ironies of the left. And you got to be ready to point this stuff out. You have to be armed with knowledge. Knowledge that lets people know that you're not here to play games. This is not a game to me. I make it fun, but it's not a game. Real quick, there's a story of a guy. He left his kid in the back seat. Kid died, overheated. And some liberal came out with an idea. Hey, put something of value in the back seat. That way you won't forget the child. And I was thinking, what's more valuable than your child? But see, leftism, that's their solution. Put something more valuable in the backseat than your child, then you won't forget them.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Wherever they want, where they can stay. But they should love our country. They shouldn't hate our country. You look at what they've said. I have clips right here. The most vile, horrible statements about our country, about Israel, about others.
President Trump's comments at the White House on Tuesday after a cabinet meeting. Now the House is set to vote on a resolution condemning the president's tweets about four freshman progressive lawmakers. On Capitol Hill, Senate lawmakers are questioning Facebook executives during a Senate Banking Committee hearing on the company's cryptocurrency project.
Surely they don't respect the power of the technologies they are playing with, like a toddler who has gotten his hands on a book of matches. Facebook has burned down the house over and over and called every arson a learning experience.
Democratic Senator from Ohio, Sherrod Brown, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Have you stopped for a moment to think about the irony of being a leftist? The irony. The irony. Let me give you an example. I talked about this in a speech I gave the other day. I said the irony that a man who got whatever amount of money from his daddy, Wharton grad, you can see his grades, goes out, becomes a billionaire, from a multimillionaire to a billionaire, however he did it, and he's considered dumb. A graduate of Wharton, one of the top business schools in the world, who takes his money, invests it, puts it in a corporation, makes more money, and they say he's dumb. But then you have a guy who didn't have cab fare in 2004 to leave the convention, the Democratic convention, and won't show you his grades, and he's considered the most brilliant man on the planet. See, that's what I call an ironic hypocrisy. Because the Democrats won't be honest with you and tell you, I'd much rather have the other guy as my hero and my champion because he's easier to defend. See, I can defend a guy who goes to Wharton, will show you his grades, and has a record of success. But the Democrats say, no, the guy who won't show you his grades and who has no record of success that's even comparable to the other guy, he's our champion. That's truly picking the underdog. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Ironies. The irony of you would never want to leave your home, come back and find a stranger in it. I don't care what political ideology you hold. You would never want to leave your home, come back and find strangers sitting in your home, eating your food, drinking your wine or your whiskey or your water. You would never want that. There's not a person on the planet, I don't care how lefty you think you are. If you're a cream puff snowflake out of college and you come back in your dorm, somebody's in there eating your food and in your place and you can't do anything about it, you'd be pissed. But Democrats say, no, let them in. Let them come into the country. Let them vote. Let them make rules that don't even involve their money. It involves your money. Who would do that? Who would you give your money to and say, hey, here's my money, and you have the ability to create all the rules about my money? Not a person I know. Not a person you know. Doesn't happen. And I could go on. Right now, they're criticizing the president because he told some of these Democratic congresswomen to go home. Well, they were born in the United States. Well, you get what he meant. And Omar, she wasn't born in the United States. The Somali chick, the one who sought asylum in America because of her crap hole country, Somalia. Hey, leftists, you want to take this to the next level? How many of you even want to go? Go to Somalia. I dare any of the leftist politicians to go to Somalia. Go without your guns. Go without your people to protect you. Go to Somalia. Let's see how that works out for you. And as for some of these other people, AOC apparently wants to be Mexican. Go to Mexico. See how that works out for you. Ilhan, or whatever her name is, Tlaib, what's her name? Something Tlaib. They thought, oh, she was born in Minnesota, Detroit, or whatever. Okay, fine. What is her country of origin in terms of her nationality? Go there. They know what Donald Trump meant, but they want to make a big, oh, Donald Trump, he's a racist. We'll get to it. You want to do it now? All right, we'll play it now. Here's Brian Stelter talking about Trump being a racist.
On the right, Trump websites, Facebook pages, Twitter accounts, supported by television hosts, radio hosts. They are softening the ground for straight-up racism out of the president's Twitter account. And that is what we are seeing today. This is one of the president's most recent tweets. Straight-up racist, talking about progressive congresswomen. Let's read part of it here. He says, it's so interesting to see Democratic congresswomen, we'll put it back up in a sec, who originally came from countries whose governments are a complete and total catastrophe, now loudly, viciously telling the people of the United States how to run the government. Here's the key part. Why don't they go back and help fix the totally broken and crime-infested places from which they came? Now, he's probably talking about Representative Ilhan Omar, who was born in Somalia, who fled to Kenya and then came to the United States when she was 12 years old. There are other Democratic congresswomen who she is associated with, who she is friendly with, all of whom were born in the United States. But the president is talking about Democratic congresswomen who need to go back to where they're from. It's 2019. We're 2.5 years in the Trump presidency, and his racism is becoming more obvious.
Okay. I get it, Brian Stelter. Here's my question. Why doesn't she go back to Somalia? She came from that country. She's benefited from the United States. She wants to go make a change. Go make a change in your home country, because your home country is a crap hole. And if you dig into where Ocasio-Cortez is Puerto Rican, why does she go to Puerto Rico? I get it's a protectorate. Why doesn't she go there and change what's going on in Puerto Rico? And where's Tlaib originally from? I don't know. Whatever crap hole country it is, why doesn't she go? Why doesn't Stelter address the real issue? Because Donald Trump says, go back. Go back. See, they wanted to, like, go back to Africa. Go back to Africa. For the record, I have no problem with white folks saying to black complainers, the whiners, well, you know what? If you don't like it, if you want to be African-American, go to Africa. There's 53 countries there waiting for you. Find out which one you're from and go. But see, that's become racist to suggest that somebody go back to their hometown and to their country of origin. That's racist. How dare you? It isn't racist. Go back. Go help them. If America's so bad, by the way, go back. Or go. Maybe you've never been. I said in one of my speeches, it's funny to me how many blacks want to be called African-Americans who have never been to Africa. And if you put a gun to their head, they wouldn't go. I'm saying to live. They might go visit. Oh, yeah. I would tell you this. Ask every African-American, I use that term with my finger quotes, where do you want to go to visit in Africa and live, and we will send you there. You got to stay 5 years. Where do you want to go? Happy to send you. It isn't go back. How about you just go? Because let me tell you something. If every one of these so-called African-Americans goes to Africa, they're going to come back a completely changed American. They will drop the African, and they will say, I'm American, and I'm proud to be American. All they got to do is get off their big old black booties and get over there and go see what's happening. Because I can tell you, I've been there. And it ain't always cracked up to be. Happy to visit. Happy to take advantage of whatever the thing it is that I was doing at the time, whether it was work or play or research or whatever. But at the end of the day, I wanted to get back. And that's true of every country I've ever visited or lived in. I couldn't wait to get back to America. So know, they can say what they want to say. But for Stelter, the racist comment was, why don't they go back? So now we've got the rekindled cause of racism. See, the Democrats are searching. If you think Stelter came by that on his own, you are so wrong. There was a Twitter eruption. Donald Trump is a racist. Wants these people to go back. This is all racist. Well, good luck. Good luck selling the American people that comment is racist. What that comment was American. That comment was, if you don't like this country, get your big old butt out of here. There was a saying in the club when I was clubbing years ago. If you didn't come here to dance and take your dead butt home, and they would change butt. And it was a chant everybody would say. If you didn't come to dance and take your dead butt home. And as soon as the DJ would start to say it, everybody said it in unison. Well, you know what? Donald Trump gets it. Everybody's saying that in unison. If you didn't come here to love this country, get your dead butt home. And ain't racist, baby. That's just realist. When you go clubbing, they don't want people there that are going, man, what's up with all these clubbing, man? They don't want old people there. Like me, if I went to a club today, you know what I say? Holy cow, I could have a whole bottle, we could buy a whole bottle for what I had to pay for this one drink. That's what I'm saying. And I'm going, why are we here just looking at a bunch of people shaking their booties? I mean, I could do this. I just watch this on TV in the comfort of my own home, you know? I would be that dude. You get what I'm saying? That's what people don't want that. People want you to come to party. And in America, we want you to come here to be American. That's what we want. So here's my point of this whole thing. Donald Trump is in tune with what the country wants. Stelter and these guys are trying to contrive it. Oh, he's still a racist. He's a racist. Look at him. He's totally racist. Well, guess what, folks? It ain't going to work. It didn't work then, and it's not going to work now.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
There's a meme floating around that Donald Trump is the worst racist ever. And here's why. He received the Lifetime Achievement Awards for helping blacks enter corporate America. He lent his jet to Nelson Mandela. He dated a black woman. He upgraded Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthplace to a national historic park. He pardoned Alice Johnson and posthumously pardoned boxer Jack Johnson. He denounced David Duke 20 years ago. He signed a major criminal reform bill He established opportunity and revitalization councils for black neighborhoods. We have the lowest black unemployment in history. He deported an ex-Nazi. He moved the U.S. Embassy to Jerusalem and loves his Jewish daughter and son-in-law, Jared Kushner. That is not what a racist Nazi does. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. See, that's the stuff that black America needs to know. Some of those things, not they don't care about the Jews, but they do care about the black stuff. And you could add things to that. Look at what he's done to help the North Koreans reconcile. Right? Think about that. Look at what he did for those black boys bringing them back from China. What do you think about that? I mean, the list goes on. But, you know, they want to try. I love that the Democrats think that this tweet about go home, go back, is going to give them legs. Oh, see, this reinforces what we've been saying about Donald Trump. No, what it reinforces is what people know about the left, that they are willing to say or do anything. They are big, vicious liars. Glad you guys are here. 844-551-8255 if you want to give me a call. KJRadio.com. What a great meme. Worst racist ever. Donald Trump, if he were trying to be, I'm just putting you this way. If he was in the Klan, they would have kicked him out. Now, hold on a minute here, Donald. Black people got low unemployment. You're supposed to be helping the white boys get them jobs. Why are you helping them colored people? Why are you bailing them out? Bailing them out of jail. Passing the first, what they call it, First Step Act. Second Chance Act. That's helping black people disproportionately than you're helping the white brother. What are you doing there, Donald Trump? Meeting with that Kardashian big booted girl. Well, we'll forgive you for that one. We understand that one, Don. Man. How dare the left try this nonsense? But let them keep at it. See, you're witnessing a time in America that you probably never thought would happen, to where leftism is going to beat itself up on all fronts. I would tell you we're fighting. We don't have to fight them. They are kicking their own butts. Donald Trump has passed said, look, we're gonna follow the law. The people who did not come back for their asylum hearings are now in contempt or whatever. We're going to get them and we're going to deport them. That's the law. You had your time to come into court and explain exactly why you wanted to be in the United States and have a hearing. And you didn't do it. So now you're going home. And you know the Democrats, it's unfair. Let me ask you, if you didn't go to court on a traffic ticket and you just decided, you know what, I don't care, I'm going to blow it off. How many people do you know have gone to jail because they have a warrant for a traffic violation? My hand is up. When I was younger, didn't have a ticket paid or something, got arrested, had to get in jail, call my brother, bail me out. And you know what I did? I showed up after that to any summons for court. I was there. What the Democrats want you to understand is that they want a special rule for the leftists, for illegals, the people that are in this country, to heck with the courts. Why should we have any laws? I mean, isn't that what they're saying? But you try it. One time I had a rental house, not even a rental house, it was a rehab. I was going to flip it. And they would just gig me for everything. Oh, your paint, your one of your siding things got beat up by the weed eater and it's cracked. You know, it's a $75 fine, you know, $100 fine, whatever. And they were nickel and diming me over nonsense. And I had to stretch out a court date because I was traveling, and they said, it's your last time. So I had to go to court, and I finally went to court, and I took pictures of all my neighbors' places and everything. My house was the nicest house on the block, and I'm not even exaggerating this one bit. Always well kept. I had a lawn service, the whole thing. It just wasn't occupied. And because I was going to flip it, I didn't want a renter. So long story short, I took pictures of all my neighbors, and I took it to court, and I said, Your Honor, I'm not an absentee landlord. Here's my yard on any given day. Go look. And I said, but here's what they're gigging me on. Here's what the last thing was. Here's what they did before. And I showed where they said I had a rust on my chimney and things like this. And I said, let me go show you. Here's my neighborhood. Here are my neighbors with all of the same issues that I have. But I have this pristine house that isn't occupied. And it is very evident to me that I'm being targeted. And the judge finally went, you know, well, Mr. Jackson, I get it. I understand. He removed all of my fees. I had like 3 violations that day. He removed them all and said, we're sorry to have done this to you. I said, look, I'm just trying to beautify a neighborhood. That house was a HUD repo. And I bought it and fixed it up, and I'm doing something good with it. So what's the point? I showed up. I faced the issue at hand. I brought my evidence. And the judge said, you know what? You're right. We're hassling you for no reason. And the inspector and I became friends because he was the one that was doing it. And I finally, one day, I was over getting an inspection. I said, man, what is your deal here? Well, you know, we don't like absentee. And I go, absentee? I live across the way. You know, I bought a house that was, you know, for all intents and purposes, it was jacked up, bringing down the value. And I've done a good job here. You guys need to work with me. And long story short, we became somewhat friends. I mean, acquaintances, you know, no hassles anymore. They stopped writing me up for nonsense. I finally got the place sold. But look, all these people are, the Democrats are going to have a really difficult time saying to America that we don't care that these lawbreakers not only broke the law in getting here, but let's say it was based on asylum. Now they've officially broken the law. We're talking about 2,000 people. 2,000 people that Trump targeted. It's kind of like when he targeted the drug dealers at first. He did it strategically. And Trump knows. He's saying, look, you guys want to go to battle over drug dealers? Go for it. American citizens know what I'm doing is the right thing to do. They also know that they have to follow the law, and we're going to force you to start following the law. Because the Democrats are effectively saying, we don't care about your laws. Look, do I really need to go back to Hillary Clinton and Jussie Smollett to make you understand that the left does not care about our laws? They don't care about our laws. Our laws are meaningless to them. The laws are meant for you. They're not meant for their issues are above the law. And haven't you noticed the irony that the Democrats will say when they're dealing with Trump, nobody is above the law. Oh, except illegals coming into this country, politicians who think like we do, professors, chancellors, schools and universities, anybody that thinks like we do are above the law. Ilhan Omar, it's okay if you cheated on your taxes. It's okay if you married your husband. It's okay if you use campaign funds to do blank, to pay him off or whatever. You are above the law. But you conservatives, you are below the law.
There will be ICE raids in 9 cities, but protesters and elected officials could make things difficult for ICE agents. Joining us now, the acting ICE director, Matt Alvins. Mr. Director, what is happening this morning at this moment?
Well, I won't speak to specifically anything that's going on an operational perspective. The overarching concern when we conduct any sort of enforcement operation is the safety and security of both our officers that are conducting the operation as well as the public. But I will say that I think using the term raid does everybody a disservice. We are doing targeted enforcement actions against specific individuals who have had their day in immigration court and have been ordered removed by an immigration judge. We are merely executing those lawfully issued judge's orders.
That's an important point to make, Director. These individuals had their day in court, and now they have been deemed appropriate for removal. And we understand there is somewhere around 2,000. I know you can't speak to specifics, but try and give us, if you will, some indication of who these individuals are.
Well, these are individuals who have come to this country illegally, had the opportunity to make an asylum claim in front of an immigration judge, and most of them chose not to avail themselves of the opportunity and didn't even show up for their first hearing.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.